This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Dock control reports ready, sir.
Helm ready, sir.
Orbital departure on plot, sir.
Yard command signaling clear, sir.
Maneuvering thrusters, Mr. Sulu.
Maneuvering thrusters, sir.
Hold station.
Thrusters at station keeping, sir.
Thrusters ahead, Mr. Sulu. Take us out.
How do you have to ask the Dungeon Master? Do you have to leave a sacrifice or anything at the, you know?
Just get in their good books.
Just get in the good,
yep.
The good book.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, everything is awesome.
All the geeky ladies,
Yeah, no.
Game over.
Game over. Okay, now, big question, most important one out of all of them, I think. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Star Wars was my babysitter when I was 8 years of age.
Oh, so
my
you had absent parents.
Yeah, parents are full-time workers, and yeah. I was sick, and mum's just gone, oh, bugger. So she raced out to the video store,
yeah.
Got A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, came back and said, watch that one, then that one. I'll be back in 7 hours. And I did, and it was the best thing ever. This is Maud Garrett, Chief Bomb of Geek Bomb. You can find us at geekbomb.net, but you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. All the geeky ladies, all the geeky ladies. What?
Hi, this is Eric Vail, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9.
Hi, this is Vegeta, Prince of All Saiyans,
voiced by Christopher Sabat. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9, your home for all the things you like and stuff.
We'll be right back. Girls Speak. Geek Girls Speak. It's May 2014. It's time for Geek Girls Speak. It's all about geek girls, the ladies of the nerd. What it's like to be a geek, what do we think, and much, much more with special guests, special interviews, and very special podcasts all through the month of May. Because the month of May is Geek Girls Speak. Because we're listening and you're talking. We're doing it for you. Geek Girls Speak. Ladies of the Nerd, only on Sci-Fi and Scream, only on Joy 94.9.
Geek Girls Speak. Who's in the podcast this time? We've got a chat to artist and super geek girl, Lindsay C. Walker. What does Lindsay have to say about being a geek? What does she think? Lady of the Nerd, Lindsay C. Walker. Up next on Geek Girls Speak. Here we are, Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy in 94.9, and we're doing one of these very special podcasts, Geek Girls Speak, and that's for May. And I have in the studio with me, I have Lindsay C. Walker here with us today. Welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. It's been a while, but yep. A bit late than not at all.
Yeah.
As I always say. Look, it's cool to have you here and representing yourself and I guess all the geek girls and ladies that are out there. Now, we've done a whole range of different types of people from different backgrounds and interests, from Doctor Who fans to serious academics to media personalities who love video games to gamer girls and all sorts. So tell us, who are you firstly?
I mean, just into all sorts of geeky things. As much as anyone could be, I guess, with a small budget.
I'm noticing that you have today in the studio, if people had a camera or camera eyes instead of ears listening to this, they'd notice that Lindsay's wearing a very impressive Lego the movie. Is it Lego the movie t-shirt?
No, it's Shaun of the Dead Lego.
Oh, wow. Yep.
It's got red on him and everything.
Yeah, he's got the cricket bat.
Yep.
The Lego cricket bat.
It's actually my girlfriend's. She hasn't worn it yet.
Does she know it was hers? Or?
Yeah, she knows. She bought it for herself, but I've been wearing it.
Oh, it's all about appropriation of goods. There's nothing wrong with that if it's your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What is it that you love about popular culture and that type of thing, Lindsay?
It's just broad. It's not just so narrow. Like, I don't know, I don't want to put anyone down for liking sport or anything.
But
with geek culture, it's all sorts. Space battles, Lego.
Yeah. You're still coming down, are you, from the Lego movie?
Yeah. Everything is awesome. Just bought the soundtrack for it this morning before coming here. Well, it's got the one song, Everything's Awesome, and the rest of it is the score from the movie. And the song Batman sings about having no parents and stuff.
Well, an iconic item. Lego. Everybody has one.
Yeah, I've got a lot. I've still got some I haven't even opened yet from Christmas of 2 years ago.
Oh, do you not open them because they're collectible, or do you?
No, I like to open all my toys. Just I don't have the room for it. There's a couple of big Lord of the Rings sets I've got, but nowhere to put them.
Assembled them yet?
Or? No, they're still in the box.
Oh, once that's a shame.
When I get more shelf space, so I can do it.
Yeah, okay. So dimensionally, how big is when they're completed?
I guess in radio speech, it's about arm's length.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of work. How many hours would you have to put into something like that?
Well, a while ago, I got the Millennium Falcon. It had so many layers inside it.
So many layers.
Yeah.
I thought there was only one Princess Leia. God, that was bad. Sorry. Millennium Falcon is my favourite mode of transport. What about yours? What's your favourite geek transport vehicle thing?
I would say Enterprise from Next Generation.
Why the Enterprise? And why Next Generation, not the original?
It looks comfy. The ships in Star Wars don't look comfy.
They do look a bit thrown together.
Yep. Mm. And it's got the holodeck.
That is, that's cool.
That's the selling point, the holodeck. You wouldn't see me again.
Now, the thing is, you're not fussed on the rebooted, you know, the Star Trek movies.
Oh, I love it. It's what got me into Star Trek.
Right.
Before that, I didn't see much.
Yep.
I saw a little bit. I liked it, but didn't get into it because I grew up on Star Wars.
Yeah. So do you feel, because I know this is a very difficult question for you, I'm going to say it. Do you feel in some way that you have abandoned Star Wars for Star Trek? Do you feel, have people called you a traitor or anything like
that? No. Today I got called a Trekkie for the first time.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Where was that?
Oh, this just down at the Prince Alfred Hotel, because we got the monthly comic creators meetup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How did that go?
Noisy as usual. A lot of people.
Why would they call you a trackie? Is there anything?
Oh, because I was just talking about, got onto the subject of Star Trek and that. Mm-hmm. Call me a trackie out of conversation or joking. I was fine with it. Yeah. He wasn't sure if he was insulting me or not, but it's cool.
I said it to an American once, a trackie, and they thought I was talking about track pants. They got confused. Must be the accent.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, so you don't feel in any way you're disloyal to the Star Wars brand?
No. I don't think there's any reason to side one with the other.
Although there have been contentious moments in our geek history.
Well, they are so different to each other.
They are. One's pure soap opera, really, and the other one is like perhaps a little bit more technical. I'm not sure, but maybe.
Star Wars, it's more like a fantasy in space.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah, big space opera. Star Trek, it's about looking at a positive future.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Gene Roddenberry was famous for incorporating diversity in Star Trek, the original television series. First time there was a mixed race kiss, interracial kiss.
Yeah.
Very famous, of course, and everyone's talked about it ever since.
Yeah.
And also mixed alien forms and races of all sorts.
Yeah, you got...
It's a great show for that.
You got Chekhov, the Russian. This was on during the Cold War.
Sulu, of course.
Yeah, Sulu. You got Uhura, this black woman.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you get a chance when she was over here last year?
No.
Nichelle Nichols. Yeah, it was... I did manage to see her, but I didn't get to interview, which was a bit sad, but the beautiful thing was her breaking into song randomly.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
The weirdest one was in Star Trek 5 or 4. I think it was 5.
Oh, yeah.
She's up on the sand dunes doing some weird dance with some big fans just to draw these guys over.
Yeah. Look, that's what I love about it. It's very, I mean, the TV series, the original one, is very 60s, and we kind of laugh at that, but there's something naive about it, I suppose, that is still, it's refreshing, actually.
Yeah.
It's not what do you call it? Really contrived. I think they were just saying, look, this is just a TV series and it just happens to be set in space, but with all these ideas that we're not allowed to do normally. Because imagine if it was just a regular soap opera on TV, they probably wouldn't be able to have an interracial kiss and aliens having, you know, fun with each other. It wouldn't have been Days of Our Lives, in other words.
No. Thank goodness.
Thank the Lord. Although we did talk about it the other night. Anyway, I won't go on. I don't know. We talked about Marlena with the yellow eyes. You love pop culture or geek culture because it is so broad and it's much more interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What got you, do you have an early memory of what got you sort of turned on to Star Wars, for example?
I can't remember the first time I saw Star Wars. I just remember it always being there. Earliest memories, I was right into dinosaurs. Nothing's changed there. Still right into them. I've even got
They are cool.
I've even got a Star T-Rex shirt. There's three T-Rexes.
What do you think about the Jurassic Park new film?
Jurassic Park coming up. Mm. Oh, the new one? I'm looking forward to it.
I'll have a look. Yeah, definitely.
I was only disappointed in Jurassic Park 3.
I didn't even go there, actually.
Yep.
I love the first two. I heard bad things and I went, I'm not going to worry about it. If my friends don't like it, I probably won't either, sort of thing. That's my usual judge of things. Dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this? Where were they?
I always had the toys. My earliest memories of drawing was of dinosaurs. I think it's just because they're just big alien monsters that you don't get to see in real life.
Yeah.
But knowing that they...
Probably fortunately.
Yeah. But knowing that they existed.
Oh, no, that's incredible.
Very appealing.
That's incredible. I think all kids love that mystery because there's the mystery, but it's real.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like the fantasy is... It's actually real and it's just a different dimension. For me, it was like, if I dig in the garden, maybe I'll find the dinosaurs. And then there's stories like Journey to the Center of the Earth and all those sorts of things. You go, maybe the dinosaurs live in the core of the earth. And your imagination just goes nuts.
Yeah. I used to dig a big T-Rex footprint in the backyard.
Oh, did you put cement in it or...?
No, didn't have any cement. The hole was there.
Yeah. I think I posted something on the old Facebook a couple of weeks ago about a new discovery of another dinosaur creature, and it's something that resembles a giant chicken. It didn't to me personally, but
the chicken from hell,
odd looking thing.
Yep.
But that's the amazing thing about dinosaurs is that, I mean, Australian animals are pretty odd to look at.
Yep.
They must have freaked out the first settlers, European settlers.
Yeah, I think so. Anyone who was travelling would be freaked out by anything.
I mean, what is the platypus? What is that? Doesn't know what it is. No, just kidding. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And it's the same with dinosaurs. You know that they were massively big, most of them.
Most of them were about the size of a chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very small.
Okay. But which ones? You're the dinosaur expert. But
the Procomsagnathus triassicus.
Oh, well, I'll get you to spell that later.
In the Lost World movie, they just call them compies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's easier to say.
Yeah.
So there were smaller versions of the big ones.
Yeah.
I guess that's no different from what we have now in the animal kingdom in general.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you've got birds. I mean, birds are dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah. And birds are amazing.
Yeah.
And kind of creepy, but.
Yeah, I said to our kids that, like our budgies, their ancestors used to be dinosaurs. And
they respect them more.
Yeah, and they kind of pause for a bit to think about it.
That's
and
cute.
Then I told them how old dogs are and descendant from wolves, even our new little Pogadlia. And they're like, how could that be?
Oh, you've got a new.
Yep.
Oh, adorable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Called Sushi.
Sushi.
Yep. Not a geek name, but it's still cool.
Oh, that's cool. There is Sushi Girl. That's a Japanese horror, Japanese splatter gore splatter film.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's where the sushi eats people or tries to. It's crazy. It's flying sashimi.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty out there. All the things these people do, looking at yourself as an artist and someone who does amazing, you know, beautiful paintings and pictures and so on. And, of course, here in Sci-Fi and Scream world, we're very fortunate to say that if it wasn't for you, a lot of people wouldn't have identified with Queer Geeks of Oz, which was what we tried to, you know, attempt as a panel last year at Armageddon. I think we did okay. But you did the mascot, which I don't know if we even... Oh, you gave them a name, didn't you? Did you give them a name?
No, but it's sort of like Cthulhu.
Cthulhu cross.
He just has a heap of...
He-Man cross.
Geeky things. On him.
Yeah.
Like different cosplaying bits all over his body.
So it was a Ninja Turtle head, wasn't it?
Cthulhu's head, but he's got Donatello's mask.
That's right. Sorry, Donatello's mask.
I'm trying to remember it now. He's holding up a lightsaber.
Yep.
He's in the pose of He-Man.
He has a phantom belt, is it?
Phantom belt.
And He-Man's Ugg boots. Whatever they're called.
His little boots, little fairy boot things.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got...
He's kind of reptilian too. There's a bit of a reptilian feeling about him.
He's got like the singlet and cape from Akira.
Yes, that's right.
What else? And he's holding a tricorder in the other hand.
That's right. Yep. So everybody's there.
Yep.
Almost everybody, pretty much.
You see like a D20 dice in the background floating around.
For the gamers.
Yeah.
So they feel included.
Yep.
Because you can't forget those loons.
Nope.
I mean, lovely people.
D&D's awesome.
We loved it and certainly got a lot of attention to what we're trying to do, which is just, I guess, exactly what we're trying to do with these podcasts for the month of May for Geek Girl Speak. And that is to say, well, you know, there's plenty of talk about sexism and misogyny and inequality and all these things that go on in conventions and online and communities to do with geek culture. But at the end of the day, I guess what we try to do at Sci-Fi and Scream is to say, well, we're all here, we're all different, and we've all had different experiences, good and bad. And at the end of the day, look, we want to welcome the guys too, and we will have some guys in this podcast as well, because I'm not going to not include guys in it, because it's good to get their point of view too. Now, you as an artist, can you tell us, if you want to, this is if you want to tell us a bit about your own background and getting to where you are today?
Yeah, well... A lot of my friends know I'm transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Some reason I've never had any trouble with it from anyone.
Okay, cool.
And I was expecting that. And same with growing up as a geek. I never experienced any trouble with that either. Maybe it's because I'm just so open about both of those. Like, people know I'm just loud about being a geek.
You fly your
being
geek
transgender.
Flag.
Yeah. And so people are like, yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
That you never felt at any time or you never experienced anything that was like...
No prejudice, no bullying. If I try and hide it, that's probably when the bullies come out.
Yeah.
That's their time to shine.
It's a bit like someone knows something's up with you about it could be anything. And you get those people that will pick and pick until they pull it apart. And then that's when it gets, you know, not very pleasant, very uncomfortable.
I don't give them that ammo to pick on me.
You don't come across like that to me, and certainly your online presence, your posts and things like that. You're very, personally, I find you're very upfront. You're there, you geek. Mm-hmm. You geek about so many things.
Yep.
I can't keep up with them. Yep. Whether it's Pink Floyd or whether it's, like Lego, it's that's who you are. And so have you always been like that?
Yeah, in a way, because the other side of that is I'm also very shy. I don't speak openly about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But stuff I'm more proud of, I do.
And what sort of stuff are you proud of that you can say?
What was those two things, the geek stuff?
Yes.
The trans stuff. My art. My kids.
Well, they're adorable. They're gorgeous. And they're little geeks.
Yep. They're following my footsteps.
That's great. Now, are they your footsteps or are they those T-Rex's footsteps? They haven't dug up the garden yet.
No, and they've got full-sized arms.
That's cool. All right. Let's talk about your art then.
Okay.
Because I think back in the day, about a year and a bit ago, when we did have you on the show, and the podcast is available, everybody, so you can go to joy.org.au and look for the episode that's called Passions. Passions, because it was about people who are passionate about geek and things that they love and sci-fi or horror or whatever. And you were one of the guests for that night. And it was about the Phantom or Phantom.
Yep, the Phantom.
The Phantom. Yep,
he's the Phantom.
The Phantom.
Yep.
Nothing to do with that musical. Sorry. Just had that music come into my head. Yeah, so that's some of the artwork that I've seen. And can you tell us about...
Well, I haven't done any for a while, health reasons. But the last official thing that came out was of the Phantom. Mm. It was a new print based off the very first Phantom story from 1936.
Okay.
And he's just on the top of a big shark tank fighting some pirates from the Singh Brotherhood.
Mm.
Sharks jumping out of the water. And
right. A lot of action.
Yep.
Okay,
cool. That was a lot of fun to do.
Where do you actually put a lot of this work? Where does it go? Do you get commissions and things like that, or how does it work?
I was getting quite a few commissions building up. Every now and then I get more requests and I have to decline them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course. Yeah. It's got to be tough at the moment.
Hoping to get into some writing now.
Oh, okay. Yep. Will it be science fiction or fantasy or...
Yeah, all that, the geeky stuff.
All the geeky stuff.
I still want to at least write the graphic novel I was going to draw for myself of Lamprey Lost.
Oh, cool.
About an alien that gets marooned on prehistoric Earth and he sort of lives like Tarzan, has to figure out how to survive and get back to his ship, which is crashed out into the desert surrounded by a gang of T-Rex. That's just waiting to kill him.
Wow. Because they're highly intelligent, aren't they? According to the Jurassic Park lore, canon. Oh, I can see it already. But when do you think you might put these words down?
I guess when I get bored with Elder Scrolls Online. I just started playing that.
Because you're a gamer as well. Do you see yourself as a gamer as part of the whole?
Yeah, it's just all part of the whole geek thing. It's ingrained.
What's good about Elders? What is it?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Elder Scrolls Online.
A new MMO based on the Elder Scrolls series, which out of all of them I still haven't finished because they're so big.
How many hours do you think you've put into recently?
Elder Scrolls Online. I got the 5-day early pass.
Yep.
So I pretty much used up those 5 days.
Wow.
Woke up, turned the computer on. Get the kids breakfast ready and all that.
Yeah, yeah. You're a responsible parent.
Yeah, I know they're still around.
And then start. And then it's, okay.
And then stop in between here and there for different responsibilities.
Yeah, of course. Yep. This is the great thing about, gaming communities and games, of course. You can do that. You can immerse yourself into these areas, these worlds. And the outcomes can be substantially different for every player, is that right?
Yeah.
How things work out and characters and role-playing and those sorts of things.
Elder Scrolls is very much like role-playing.
Mm.
Create your different character you might want to play. It's very highly influenced by Dungeons & Dragons.
Yep.
Which I've only just recently started last year for the first
time. Oh, okay. Oh, so you're new to D&D?
I didn't have anyone to play with before. Then I was invited into this group. It was down at that bookshop I was telling you about in Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Notions Unlimited.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so every fortnight we play there. Dean Rankin's in the group.
Oh, cool. Yep.
he asked me if he could join the group and
cool.
I asked the Dungeon Master.
How do you have to ask the Dungeon Master? Do you have to leave a sacrifice or anything at the, you know?
Just get in their good books.
Just get in the good,
yep.
The good book.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, so the role-playing, the Dungeons & Dragons, all these things are just, yeah, it's quite a community as well. Another sort of facet to what makes Lindsay C. Walker. I've never met, I'll be honest with you, I've never met someone who was so multifaceted with so many different, so varied in what you're passionate about when it comes to geek.
Yeah, well, if it's got good story, good design characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there with it.
You're there with it.
Yep.
And you really immerse yourself in it.
Yeah, I like to give new geeky things a try.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll continue on with it.
Mm.
Some other things might get pushed back a little bit. It's always there.
So, all right. Now, what did you think of as being anything lately that you're very excited about, something new that can try in the geek realm?
Well, there was the Lego movie.
Yeah.
Building up to that, and that worked out just fine.
No disappointments.
No. I still can't wait for the last Hobbit movie.
Yep. Which one would that be? We had Smaug, and then we've got.
I'm sure, is it There and Back Again? Something
like
that.
I think it is, yeah. That's right. Wow, okay. What about for games?
Games? It was Elder Scrolls Online, mm-hmm. but that's just out now. And just before that, it was Marvel Lego game.
Wow, okay.
That's awesome. Still want to get back into that.
Mm. And, of course, the other thing is television, like for TV. Do you actually get right into any you know, TV series?
Yeah, sometimes. We don't have an antenna plugged in, so we've got to download everything that we find an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
That way we don't put up with the ads and all that.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad's gone. That was good. Dexter went out on a huge disappointment.
You didn't like the outcome of that at all. And a lot of fans didn't. There's been talk of a film, so I don't know if how true that is. Could be very early days.
I thought they were going to do a new series.
Very early days. But
logging days. There's a lumberjack, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else is coming out. Watched a little bit of Almost Human. I was enjoying that.
The American.
Mm-hmm. With Carl Urban.
Yep.
The best Judge Dredd.
I was just about to say, you are a big Dredd fan. Have you done artwork of Judge Dredd?
I was hoping to get there.
Get stuck in?
Yeah.
Well, there's always time.
Yep.
You in the
Hopefully
future.
It will happen.
Yeah. Because that is an amazing character. I mean, and it's been very influential and probably one of the earliest of that type of anti-hero in a way.
Yeah.
Comic world.
He's such a fascist, but you want him on your side.
It's terrible.
Even if you don't agree with him.
If you don't agree with the politics, exactly. No. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he literally wrote the law book eventually in the comics.
Yeah, that's true. That's
his
true.
Law.
All right. What about positive ones? What can you say is really positive about being a geek girl especially?
Being a girl hasn't really made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
All the friends I've made, boys and girls, they're there to talk about it too. No one's I know is sexist about it.
That's cool.
Like, you got to be a boy to like Star Wars. No way.
Like the little girl that was in Geek, was it Geek Girl Con? She actually was about 11 and she did a little panel with her mum. You heard about that too. Yeah, no, she had a lunchbox which had Star Wars on it or something, and some of the boys at her school said, "You're a girl, you can't have Star Wars." And
oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. And that's what her mum thought. And so they, changed that. And it was very good. It was a good thing that they were doing and inspiring too.
Yep.
So speaking of inspiring, if you, for anyone who is listening, especially a geek girl or someone that hasn't come out about being a geek and a geek girl, what can you say to them? What would you say to someone who wasn't sure and if they would be accepted, perhaps their families are more conservative or something, or their friends aren't into it?
Just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. Don't give in to the crowd. the sheep, the herd, whatever.
The dark side.
Yeah. Unless it's Star Wars dark side, you can go for that.
Lots of people do.
Yeah. As long as it's geeky, get dark.
Yeah, yeah,
that's don't go it. On YouTube and start trolling everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Trolling is bad. We don't like that. And I've had a couple of the ladies talk about trolling and, like, yeah, just don't put up with that, people.
No.
Not worth it. They're not called trolls for nothing, you know.
No. They can go stay under a bridge somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, hold the bridge up. So in the future, look, where do you think your geek is going to take you? Where would you like it to go?
Artistically, writing. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do more writing, but... Yeah, the drawing always took over, but now I've got more time for that.
Yeah.
And I've got plenty of friends that are writers as well.
That must be frustrating because they're always going on about it.
Yeah, well, they're a bit frustrated too sometimes that they don't get recognised.
Yeah.
Like if they're at a con with a table, people go to the artist and not the writer.
Because
they want to leave with a drawing. They don't want to leave with some text.
It's funny, isn't it? But you got to have both.
Yeah.
Especially with comics. I mean, there's silent comics, I suppose.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, you got to have a storyline.
Mm,
yeah. That's how it usually traditionally works. Now, of course, speaking of comics, what comics inspired you? I mean, we talked about Star Wars was inspiring and dinosaurs and that sort of thing. What about comics? What?
The Phantom.
I know you're going to say Phantom,
of course. I don't know how Judge Dredd inspires me, but he gets the job done, I guess.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, what was that, 2000 AD? Is that 2000? Yeah. They were amazing. They were so, I remember seeing them as a kid going, like you open it up and it's like, action. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Explosions and the movement just seemed...
Yeah.
Incredibly violent, but, you know, like very active.
And something. Even though each part was about 5 pages on average.
Yeah.
For each just prop.
The movements, yeah.
There's so much contained in such a small space.
Can you do that sort of stuff? Would you do something as active?
That's my preference.
Yeah.
But these days you don't really get that in comics. They're really spread out.
Mm.
With, like, hardly any movement or dialogue happening. I don't know, maybe they want to draw the story out a bit longer, maybe get a bit more money. I don't know.
Don't know. That's an interesting point, though. And do you have any favourite geek or any favourite comics that you could suggest people, you know, if they're just starting to read comics, what would be a good one to start with?
Let's see. If you're going for superheroes, I would say The Phantom, but most people, they'd rather something like Marvel or DC, but The Goon... It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You get your zombies, you get your love stories, you get your fantastic artwork by Eric Powell, who also writes it.
Oh, okay. The Goon, Eric Powell. So he does both. Yeah, and that's something you would do.
Yeah. Sometimes he gets another artist in, but it's mostly his work.
Oh, okay. So these sort of titles are available for people anywhere? Okay. That's cool.
It's about... Maybe 12, 13 volumes.
Okay.
Trade paperbacks of The Goon out at the moment.
What about Neil Gaiman? What about him? I'm just thinking.
Yep. Well, I got to see him last year.
Yeah, so you were saying. Yep. Yeah. Did I see the photos online? Did you get pictures online? Was that with William Shatner? I saw those ones.
Yeah, that was William Shatner.
That was awesome. Yep. Your whole tribe was there. It was awesome.
All
there.
All the kids are in Star Trek costumes.
Oh, they were beautiful. And... Who was it? I also saw it online because I've been stalking you.
Yep.
I'm watching your life. You had some photographs of, I can't think who it was, but they loved the costumes. They loved what you'd done. And I think you said someone had made a comment and was like, and you got your photos done. Was that some convention?
Oz Comic Con, we saw William Shatner.
Yeah. And one of the Hobbits.
No, we didn't see any of them.
Oh, we didn't. Right.
During that photo anyway... William Shatner was playing with Heloise's hair, twirling it around.
Oh, okay.
So we've cut that off and bagged it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you cut his fingers off. You strange man. No, just kidding.
Yeah, and later on, we're walking around the con.
Yeah.
Our little one, Evie, she's crying. She's so tired.
Yeah. Oh, they're big. They're big. They're massive, and it's so hot and stuffy. Yeah.
And we hear this foreign voice from behind us saying, "It's all right, darling," and all that. I was like, who's this talking to my kid again? Turn around, and it's Carrie Elwes.
That was the one.
Yeah.
That was one.
And then he stops us. We're all talking. He's talking about how beautiful the kids are.
Yeah.
How he loves all their costumes. I was confused why he was wearing sunglasses inside there. But
well, maybe it was the glare from the cameras. I don't know.
He even had them on during all the photos. Oh. Saw the wall of photos that people took, and he had his sunnies on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why he did that.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm. Well, I know that, what's his name, who was here for the Armageddon? Oh, Corey. He kept his sunglasses on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe it's just a Hollywood thing. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's jet lag.
That happens. Yeah. Oh, okay. What's good about ElfQuest?
It's one of those creator-owned things. Dark Horse is trying to bring it back.
Yeah, cool.
Started years ago. Not sure. Probably like 20, 30 years, something.
But it's obviously got a good, strong following then for them to want to bring it back. Yeah. That's good. Good. Dark Horse starting to get their things back together.
Yeah, let's hope so. A tribe of elves that get separated from their homeland. You know, they got like wolves in their pack and stuff. And
I've actually seen, was there a game as well? Or
probably a long time ago.
Long time ago. I vaguely remember it now. Yeah. But I'll have to look that up because, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
Everybody loves elves. Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, they should do. I'm not so fussed on fairies myself, but
unless it was drawn by Brian Froud.
Yeah, true. So those are the things that you would suggest and things that you like and everything else. And so in Australia that you know of, how do you feel that the convention scene is?
It's definitely growing.
Yeah.
I've only been going for few years.
Do you think it's good to have more or fewer? Or
you have more throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what guest you're going to get.
Yeah, it could be pretty random.
Yeah.
I mean, for Benedict Cumberbatch to just that was kind of random.
Yeah, isn't it just like Adelaide? Yeah. Or somewhere else.
And then Sydney, but not at a convention in Sydney, at some talking thing.
Okay. So what's wrong with Melbourne?
I don't know. Maybe we just, once again, get overlooked. Yeah.
Yeah. The Mervman thing they had in Cabin in the Woods. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant, though.
No. But that's what they need.
And it had a blowhole where all the blood came out, remember?
Yeah.
That was quite ghastly, actually. A lot of people didn't like that. There were complaints. It's like, I loved it. Get over it.
I was watching most of the movies, like, I've seen this before, and then that big ending's like, I was glued to it.
It was a big ending. I need to watch that again. Yeah.
Looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy.
What do you think of Fantastic Four being remade so soon? I don't know.
I'm not going to bother. Just like the new Spider-Man movies. I'm not bothering. Bring back Sam Raimi. That's what I say.
Bring back something. But it's hard because when you watch the older ones, I mean, looking at Superman, actually, I love the Christopher Reeve Supermans. I always will.
Yep.
Yeah.
I never got that into Superman. It's just one of those characters I thought, you don't have much of a flaw. A bit too perfect for a superhero.
Well, they tried to make him less perfect for the Zack Snyder one. So maybe with the Batman one, Batman can help him become even less perfect.
Yeah, I love the new Superman.
Could be interesting.
I got so much flack, but I loved it.
You loved it?
I think it's because I wasn't biased.
Yeah, because you didn't like him. I mean, you're not a big fan anyway.
I never hated him, but it was starting to grow on me over the last couple of years. So, yeah, he's not that bad, but still not that great to me.
It's all good. Where can people go to find some of your beautiful work, Lindsay?
Well, some of my official websites haven't been worked on, so don't go there.
Don't go to those.
But you can find me on DeviantArt. Just search for Pugdog. PUGGDOGG and in DeviantArt, and you'll find me there.
Yeah. And what will people find there? What's something you really, really...
They'll find a lot of the geeky stuff I'm into.
Yeah.
There's drawings for Jurassic Park, Phantom, Judge Dredd, Superman, Star Trek, the classic Universal Monsters.
Oh, yeah, I love those ones.
Which are cosplaying as Star Trek characters. Wonder Woman. It's probably Batman in there.
Yeah, I think I saw a... Did you do a Joker? No.
Yes, I did Joker. Yeah. He's in there. There's a couple of Jokers.
That's cool. Yeah, I like those.
I was asked the other day if I've ever done Doctor Who, and I realised I haven't drawn Doctor Who. It's like, how could that be?
Well, how do you draw Doctor Who? Which one? I mean...
Yep. It'd be John Pertwee, my favourite.
Why is he your favourite? Apart from the obvious, he's so cool and those ruffle shirts.
He's got the cool hair.
Yeah, and their voice.
Yeah, just the way he presents himself.
His son is so much like him. It's incredible. It's like, wow, spitting image.
Yeah.
Could he play Doctor Who?
Well, they could and speak up more often.
And we should.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on Sci-Fi and Scream.
No problem.
That's great. Thank you.
Prepare thyself well, Dragon Warrior. Thy most challenging quest ever awaits. Go with speed, but go with patience. Seek out an arsenal, a dragon scale, a torch, and magic herbs. Use wisdom and cunning to choose thy commands, for the Dragon Lord is a fierce rival. Horrible and treacherous minions all guard the Evil One's island cut. Art thou ready, young one?
Yes, King Warrior.
And so begins a new epic, Dragon Warrior.
Nintendo, now you're playing pop.
Coming soon. We've got more long podcasts for Geek Girl Speak. It's all happening for Geek Girl Speak for May 2014 here on Joy 94.9. Enjoy our podcasts.
Vampires, zombies, ghouls and creatures from outer space. No, it's not Federal Parliament. It's Sci-Fi and Scream only on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.